Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work. Today on Missionary Talks, we're going to cover some basic information about our conversations with the missionaries, what some of the terminology means. I know some of our listeners have come to us through different podcasts and may not be familiar with the terms that we would use in missionary work. As we go through some of these definitions, realize that my point of view is as an independent Baptist missionary, some churches and different groups will have other meanings for some of these terms, or they'll have other terms that we don't use. But basically, this is how most churches and groups run their missions programs. Let's start off with talking about what is a missionary. The dictionary defines a missionary as one who is sent out on a mission, especially one sent to do religious or charitable work in a territory or foreign country. As we define a missionary, then, it would be someone who is sent to do a mission for a purpose. Here on Missionary Talks, we're talking to missionaries who are sent out from a church. Therefore, their work that they do is an extension of the church who has sent them out. Now, the way missionaries are sent out is they're not typically sent from just one church, though we do have what we call a sending church and supporting churches. They go to a mission field. A mission field would be the place where the missionary does their work. This typically we think of as a foreign field, though it could be somewhere in the United States or somewhere back home. It's often said that the whole world is a mission field, and that's true. Wherever the missionary is, wherever he is conducting his work, that would be his mission field. I mentioned sending churches and supporting churches. A sending church would be the church that would be the governing church for the missionary, the one who takes the responsibility for the missionary and makes sure that he's doing his job. This usually includes that the church would support the missionary for a higher financial amount per month. This would also be the church called the home church, the church that the missionary is from. In my case, it is the church in which I was saved and grew up, though that wouldn't necessarily be true. One of the main things that you want in a sending church is that you have a pastor that you know well, someone that you can confide in that can be a help to you as a missionary on the field. A supporting church, then, would be a church that either financially or prayerfully supports the missionaries. A church that wouldn't have the same responsibilities as the sending church, but of course is committed to pray for the missionary or financially support the missionary on a regular basis. It typically is every month, or it could be every couple of months, once a quarter, once a year, however the church's missions program is set up, but typically it's a monthly amount. And this can be anywhere from just a few dollars a month to hundreds of dollars a month. These churches, of course, can vote with their dollars. If they feel like the missionary isn't doing the job that they've employed the missionary to do, then they can simply stop supporting the missionary. That would be a supporting church. And that's different than the sending church, where the sending church would take more of a responsibility to get the missionary doing the right thing. Now, we also have mission boards. Mission boards, also known as mission agencies, they can be viewed as the agency that provides the financial accountability for the missionary. Missionaries run their money through the mission board, so all the money that comes into the missionary goes through the board first and then is sent out to the missionary. The board's kind of like a third-party agency to certify the finances to make sure that everything is financially handled properly. The board processes the money as it comes in from the individual churches so that then the missionary gets one check instead of having to deal with possibly 60, 80 different checks each month. The association between the board and the missionary is that the board has obviously this financial responsibility, but also there's religious and doctrinal accountability between the board and the missionary. When a missionary joins a board, then they're saying that we agree with each other, so that a pastor, when he's considering taking on a missionary, he can look at the missionary and the board that they're with and know certain things about the missionary. Now, the missionary should be supported as an individual based on what he's planning on doing and whether the church believes that he's going to really do the work that they're employing him to do. But that said, there are certain things that if you know the board, then you know certain things about the missionary. missionaries should not be judged solely on their board affiliation, but this is a good indicator as to where the what the missionary believes in certain issues. Now, deputation is a time that the missionary goes and seeks his financial support, typically for the first time. The dictionary definition of this is a person or group appointed to represent another or others, or a delegation. So the missionary goes to churches and says, I want to represent you on the mission field. And so the church then, these supporting churches, decide whether they're going to commit to support this missionary. Again, typically we think of financially, but this certainly includes prayerfully. Some churches can commit to a prayer support without financial support, and that's certainly just as much needed as the financial support. These churches also become co-workers with the missionary. The missionary represents the church, and that's, again, he's deputized by the church. These churches want to prayerfully and financially support missionaries who they believe are going to do the job. Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul's talking to the Philippian church. He says, not because I desire a gift. He says, I don't need your support because I desire a gift. I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Paul's saying there that the work that he does as a missionary is put to the account of those churches who support him. So he says to the Philippian church, I'm here asking for your support, not because I need your money, not because I need anything from you necessarily, but I'm here because I would like to represent you, and the work that I do can be put towards your account. Furlough, then, is after the missionary has raised his support, has gone to the field, he comes back, and this is a temporary leave of absence. Maybe in the military, you're familiar with this term. You get furloughed, or you get an opportunity to take a furlough, and that would be a leave of absence where you can come home, rest, recover. Now, this rest time is actually a time of reporting back to the churches, going to the churches and saying, these are the things that we've accomplished over the last 4 years on the field. This is a time of recharging, a time of resupplying, possibly a time of healing for the body if the missionary is not able to have the doctoral care that he needs on the mission field. These furloughs are becoming shorter now. Historically, or at least in the recent history, it has been a 4-to-1 cycle, but many missionaries are now taking shorter furloughs, but more often, say 3 months every couple of years, instead of taking a whole year off every 4 years. Different types of missionary work can be church planters, as typically what we think of as a missionary, someone who goes to the mission field to start a church, train national workers to take the church, and then the missionary move on to another area to start another church. The missionary could also be someone in a supportive role, someone who goes in to do a particular type of ministry within churches that are already established. For example, my work as a missionary to the deaf is to go into churches and help them learn to work with the deaf. I have a missionary friend that does the same thing, but with youth ministry. He goes into churches and trains people on how to get a youth ministry started, how to have an effective youth ministry, and so that they can work with the young people in their area and grow stronger churches. The missionary, again, we think of going to the field typically as a pastor type position, or someone that goes in as a missionary. Though this could be different in different situations. For example, a missionary could be a doctor. A missionary who goes in to work in one situation, but then carries out the role of a missionary, of either a church planter or someone who trains national workers to plant churches. It could be a teacher or a businessman. In closed countries, maybe you can get in as a business person, but you can't get in as a missionary. And so you go in as a businessman and then do the work of a missionary. That basically covers the special terminology that we would use in our interviews. If you have any specific questions, then please don't hesitate to ask. I'd like to take a few minutes to thank some of the podcasts who have supported us so far and played some promo material for us. Most of our listeners have come to us from Fidipidations with Steve Runner at steverunner.com. Also, Podcast Brothers played a promo episode for us very early on. We're thankful to Tim and Emil Berkwin for that. Gravity at 1053 with Terry. His blog is at planetterry.com. That's planet, then the number 3, RRY. And then there's Dump Runners Club. Matt played our promo. Most of the promotional material that we've had put out so far have been with running podcasts. I would also like to thank those who have left comments at iTunes and at Podcast Alley. Podcast Alley, if you're going to go there and vote, remember you have to vote every month. Each month, the voting starts over, and each time we get a vote, then we're able to move up in the charts. These comments and reviews at iTunes and Podcast Alley and the voting at Podcast Alley help give Missionary Talks more exposure so that more people can find our show and learn more about us. The purpose of Missionary Talks is to let you know about mission work and how you can be a part. It can be an encouragement to other missionaries already on the field. It can be an encouragement to you as a listener to see how that maybe you can be involved in missions. But particularly, I'm thinking of young people, those who need to hear about missions as a viable option. Obviously, God calls the person to the mission field. But the more exposure a young person can have to real-life missionaries today, things that are happening in today's time period with missions, the more in tune they'll be to God's possible leading for them. We've had a couple of good questions submitted to us, some things that listeners would like to hear from our missionaries, and I'll start incorporating those in my questions to the missionaries. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think about the show, things that you'd like to see included in some of the questions. It's been asked when I'm going to tell you more about my ministry. I'll tell you more about that here in a few weeks. Also, if you know of a missionary that you would like to hear interviewed, or you're a missionary yourself and you'd like to be on the show, I'd certainly be glad to talk with you. I would really like to see Missionary Talks used in Sunday school classes with young people or with youth groups. So if you're using Missionary Talks in that way, then let me know, or consider incorporating Missionary Talks with your young people. Or another idea is that you can give them information as to how they can get Missionary Talks on their own and listen to it each week as the show comes out. I want to thank everyone for listening. If you have comments, you can leave them at the website or write me at david@missionarytalks.com. And between now and the next episode, be sure to tell a friend about Missionary Talks. You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.